Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York is criticizing the CDC for delays in allowing private labs in his state to test for coronavirus. And academic centers around the country, including UCSF, are trying to validate their own rapid testing. To learn more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by UCSF infectious disease specialist and clinician, Dr. Peter Chin Hong. Dr. Chin Hong, thank you for joining us this morning. Is it a matter of the states not having the materials provided by the feds, or they have the materials and the feds are just saying, wait, don't do it?
I think it's a matter of not having enough testing kits, period. I think the capacity just isn't there for the amount of people that we need to test to get a better sense of who has the infection and who doesn't. So it's actually a pretty simple fact as we know it. So I think that leads to a lot of problems, because if you don't know how many people have it, the disease estimates of those who are doing poorly is probably really exaggerated. For example, if we know that many people who have the COVID infection have no symptoms or they have very mild symptoms, that denominator is going to be larger than people who are actually symptomatic, and then the people who do badly will look like they are a bigger proportion of what the reality is.
I suppose if you could test everybody 100%, you'd have a real feel for it, but that's obviously not practical. So how many more people would be tested if you could do it in a perfect sense?
Well, I think, if you look at what's happening in Seattle, it's a very interesting situation, because I think if you have a limited resource, you probably, in health and in many other fields, you probably would restrict that resource to people who probably need it the most. So if somebody is doing badly, you want to know if they have this infection, because then you may be able to have them eligible for investigational drugs, et cetera. But if you have a test that's very widely available, you can have it can have other benefits. Again, like you pointed out, by letting people know, and how is that beneficial? Well, if you know you have it, you could use social distancing, probably self-quarantine, keep yourself away from other individuals who are probably going to get really sick if they get it, people who have heart disease or lung disease, kidney disease, elderly, et cetera. So I think having testing is generally a good thing. In Seattle, the Gates Foundation has released a statement that they'll be mailing out testing kits to anyone who wants it in that area at home. There have been reports of drive-ins where people can go and do testing and not necessarily expose other people in a clinic or a busy room to potentially transmissible infection.
New York's Governor Cuomo is insisting that there are at least 7 labs in his state that mm-hmm. could begin testing immediately, but the CDC is not giving the go-ahead. Do you know what their reason for delay would be?
I'm not really sure about the New York situation. I can just speak to what's been happening on the West Coast. And again, for my colleagues in Seattle, they haven't really seemed to have much resistance, as I know it, in terms of ruling out this test. Maybe they needed to validate the test first in New York. I'm not really sure what that specific situation is.
We have a few seconds left, but there's talk around about maybe not too distant future, a home test kit. Practical, possible from where you sit?
Yes, I think it's definitely possible. And I think it's a good idea because, again, the worst thing you'd want to do is to have somebody who's potentially infectious sort of walk around and expose others, particularly in a place like a hospital where there are people who if they catch it, will get really bad complications. So I think home testing is really a really good way to think about how this is going to evolve.
Thank you for the time this morning. We've been talking with Dr. Peter Chin Hong, UC San Francisco infectious disease specialist and clinician.